My computer is still...
It broke, so they ordered a new one. So that they're swapping it. And we got a lemon. It lasted literally 3 days.
Is it on over there? Oh. Okay. It'll be a lot easier than last week, this sugya. Okay, we'll read through first quickly this Gemara, where the Gemara just tries to make a cheshbon on the number of 36. The Gemara is trying to figure out, where do you have the example of 36 krisos? The Mishnah said there are 36. Now you have to realize, I mentioned this before when we started the Masechta, the whole point of the Gemara of asking this question, because the Gemara could have said very simple. Altogether there are 36. But since we already were makdim, that the reason why the Tana picked the number 36 was to tell you that if you did all of them b'alom achas, the yichayev on each one separately, so the Gemara now is forced to figure out a situation where you have these 36 creases together. That's the point. Because since that's the whole reason why the Tana gave the number, was to tell you that, that's, otherwise the Gemara wouldn't be asking the Kasha. Otherwise there's no Kasha. What do you mean? There's 36. The Gemara is trying to figure out now, men, women, how, like the Gera Shaila, how could you have a Kol HaTorah Kula on one person, right? That's the Gemara's Shaila. Tana B'Maikah Choshev. What are we talking about? Since we're talking about a situation, so once we say that the Tana is not talking about a group of averis, but rather a situation, so either it's a male or a female. Ibe gavli dali shenuvas. We're talking about men, so you don't have the woman. By a woman, there's no isur of revia. Right? Ubats v'lachada. You're missing that one. Missing two. Habala zoch and habala behema. You're missing two. The Shita points out that really you're missing even more than two. Because there's an Isser called Moilach. And Moilach doesn't apply to a woman. The Shita Mekubetzes assumes the Isser of bringing your son to an Avodah Zorah, putting him into the fire, right, crossing into the fire. It says over there, Mizaroi lo yitein lemoilach. So the Shita Mekubetzes assumes that the Isra of Zaroi would not be applicable to a woman. Meaning if a woman did it, she'd be potter. That's why if you look here in the Shita Mekubetzes, he points that out. That when it says you're missing two, you're really missing more than two. If you look at the Shita Oisyud Gimel on the left, okay, so that's not, the woman's not included. Now this assumption that the Shita Mekubetzes makes is actually refuted in the Teres Kahanim. It's very difficult Shita Mekubetzes. The Teres Kahanim learns out of Pasuk Ish, L'rabois Noshim V'Avodim. So according to the Teres Kahanim, if a woman brings her son to the Moilach, she would be chayev. So then it's a moot issue, what the Shita is bringing up here. It's obvious that the Shita had a different girsa in the Teres Kahanim. The Shita probably has ish l'rabbis es havodim, not l'rabbis es hanoshi. And I always felt that logic dictates that the Shita must have had a different girsa in the Shita, in the Teres Kahanim. The Minchas Chinuch here, by the way, in Mitzvah Reish Ches, the Minchas Chinuch Taka says, by the Isra of Moilach, the Minchas Chinuch says, V'nehegas Bischoram or Benekevis. That women do have the Issa Melech. So again, then the issue is not an issue. As far as this Teres Kahanim says clearly, Ish Ish L'Rabbis Esa Avodim V'Esanoshim, that you have to say he had a different girsa. And I would say that there's logic to it. The logic of the Shita Mekubetzes would be that it's really a contradiction to include women and Avodim. Because there are two ways to look at the Lav of Moilach. Either the Lav of Moilach is a din on the father, right? The father. And the father really is just whoever is Meyuchas as the father to this child is not allowed to be Moilach. If that's the case, you could say father is Lav Dafka, mother is also mother of this child, the parent of this child is not allowed to do Moilach. Or you could learn that the word Zera is Dafka. So when the Torah says Mizaroi, the Torah is talking about your Zera. And Eved, even though he doesn't have Yichus, he does have Zera. So when you talk about it from a Zera standpoint, the child is Zaroi. But an Eved's son is not Meyuchasim. So an Eved's son is not like his son. It's not like a Goy. By a Goy, the son is Meyuchasim. In according to Allah. By an Eved, his Benoi is not Meyuchasachav. So perhaps the Shita Mekubetzes has held that to learn that the Teres Kahanim is Marbe Noshim and Avodim is like a steal. Meaning, if an Eved is chayiv, that's because we don't look at the yichus between the child and the parent, but rather the word zera is dafka. If the word zera is dafka, then it would be like the Shita Mekubetzes, it would exclude the mother. Because the mother doesn't have it, it's not her zera. Right? And if you learn that the emphasis is on the parent, and therefore the father-mother doesn't matter, then an Eved should be excluded. So that could be why the Shita didn't learn that way. But Al-Kaponim is Machloikas Rishenim. Whether Moilach is applicable to a woman or not applicable to a woman. So the bottom line is the Gemara says the numbers don't work here. The numbers don't work. So the Gemara says like this. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Lo'olam Tana Gavri Kochoshev. Ah, you're telling me we're missing? V'toni Ochi, Habo Ala Zohor. The Havi Zohar Olav. We're talking about Baal HaZohar and Havi Zohar Olav. In that case, Yechayev. That's the Yechayev 2. And it's Rabbi Yishmael Dom Yechayev 2. Ah, he says, the Gemara of Rabbi Nektoni Megadev B'Seifo Mokunin Lach Rabbi Kiva Reishanami Rabbi Kiva. Aye, we said there has to be talking about Rabbi Akiva because one of the cases in the Mishnah where Yechayev Chatas is from a god, somebody who curses. And that is only Rabbi Akiva Shita. Says the Gemara, Chitim Rabbi Akiva Ubereshah Savalok Rabbi Shmuel, it's one Shita. From Rabbi Avu, Abala Zohar, Vehivi Zohar Alov, Rabbi Shmuel, Mapakla Mitarti Kroi, Ez Zohar Lois Ishka, Avumaliya, Kodesh Bivnei Yisrael, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev 2. Rabbi Akiva and Yechayev Alachas, the Mechad Kronophically. You learn out of one pasuk, as zochar loy sishkav, karibe loy sashkiv. It says lo zochar loy sishkav. We learn out from there loy sashkiv. Okay. Very complicated gemara. This gemara for many reasons. It reads quite easy. The gemara basically is saying like this: if you learn like Rabbi Shmuel, that there's one pasuk for the one who is doing the ma'isa. By a male with a male, by the Reveya. So then, if somebody was a boil and a nival, he would only be chayv one. If he did it in one haloma, be chayv one, because it's one ave. However, if you learn out of two psukim, like Rabbi Shmuel, then you chayv two. That piece on its own makes sense. Makes sense on its own. However, if we analyze it a little deeper, it would seem that l'chayre you don't need a separate posuk to make the person be chayev too. And that is because what is the halacha if a person is boil five different women? there are nidos. Five nidos. Same avera, nida. But he did it with five different gufim. So we had earlier that you chayev koras for each guf. Right? If you have separate gufim, so the gufim are machalik for chatoyas. So if we delve into this concept of roiveya nirva, it's really guf on chalukas. Why? Because let's look at it this way. If somebody's roiveya, right? So the ma'is avera is being done, right, by the one who's doing the ma'is avera, right? If somebody's a nirva, the ma'is avera is being done by the other person, right? So there is a guf on chalukas. It's true, it's the same guy, but the avera is being performed through guf on chalukas. In other words, you have the existence of guf on chalukas even when it's one person, because he's changing his identity. When is a person's a boil? So he's baal ishtay nida, let's say twice, right? So there's chorus, there's only one chorus there. If he only had one forgetting, if he remembered in the middle, he had another shkoga, he chayv twice. If he was born ishtay nida five times and one forgetting, he's only chayv one. Because there, the identity is always the same. He's being baal ishtay nida once, twice, three, each time. It's the same woman, it's the same avera, and therefore there's only one chorus. There's nothing to separate it. The only thing that would separate it is the halama. You have one halama. But when you're dealing with a reveya nirva, okay? So there is an identity change. Even though it's the same person, he now is the nirva. He's the nirva now. So that should make it a new goof. He should be chayiv chorus als reveya, and then he should be chayiv chorus als nirva. Would make sense. So for some reason, most of the Rishonim don't even mention this at all. And I found this question in the Tikkun Ezra years ago, and he just says it's a ktsas tzorachi, and he says over here you should l'chayr b'chayv too anyway. And I believe he means this question. That's the one thing that bothers me. I think that this is a significant problem. The second thing that bothers me is, why does Rabbi Akiva need a new pasuk here? That the Gemara says, and where does Rabbi Akiva learn it from? And as Rabbi Shmuel learns out, the regular pasuk is talking about Reveya, and Nirva he learns out of the pasuk of Lo Yiyah Kodesh, right? And then the Gemara says, and Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't darshan Lo Yiyah Kodesh that way, how does he know that the Nirva is not allowed to is this chorus by Nirva? The Gemara says he takes the word loisishkav and he makes it loisashkiv, changes it. So this is l'chara difficult. Why do you need a separate pasuk? Once the Torah forbids the relationship between these two males, so now it's the same issue. Veya, Nirva, just like a woman. When the Torah says a person can't marry a sister, the Torah didn't have to say, and sister can't marry the brother. This relationship is also, it doesn't matter how the Torah describes it. This question already was bothering Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi in our sugya, Rashi, I believe, was bothered with this question. Rashi seems to say, if you look at the bottom Rashi, on the right side of the daf, Divrei HaMashchil d'Omer Abavu, okay, take a look at Rashi. Rashi is V'Kasher, Gabi Araya Seichan Matsinu Azhora Leisha. He says, where do we find a Azhora Leisha? And Kamoila Zohar. Right? The Ashkan Bakula. He says, that's not a question. It's not fair. Why? Shani Osam Kivon Diyu Mishanya Mishchiva Karinon Be Anafosha Sooshas. Avu Mishkav Zohar Deloy Mishanya Be Boy Azhora. Rashi seems to be bothered by this question. Rashi seems to be saying that by an Isha we understand because it's E Komishanya. So which is similar to the Svara that Gemara gives in Bava Kama and in Sanhedrin, that a woman is called an active participant in Arayas because of the Hanoah. The Hanoah is like a Maisa. So Rashi means to be saying that since by a woman the Nishkav also has Hanoah, so therefore, we don't need a separate pasuk to say that it's off. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. But he says, by a zohar, where you don't have that, the loy mishanya be, boy asara. By a zohar, you talk and need a separate pasuk. And that's why Rabbi Kiva, who doesn't learn it out of loy yakadesh, he needs to play with the words. Loy sishkav is loy sashkiv. Rabbi Kiva basically is taking the words and he's moving them around, and he's saying, in these words, we have the lav. And this talking about paskin. If you take a look in the Rambam paskins that boil chomish nidos or chomish benoisa of chayiv al kol guf v'kuf. And then he says, mikanat alomish zeh shomu chachomim abal azochah veivi zochah lo belam achal chayiv chatas achas b'shehoyo oisei azochah atzma avlam hoyo zochah acher bein shebo ushlein bein shebo azor veivi zeh alov Chayiv al kol guf guf. That's the Rambam. Right? So the Rambam actually passes this way. If you look at the Mari Karkus, he actually says, Ubal azochor ve'evi zochor alov, loy gora mi bal azochor zeh, v'chozor ubal acher, ki lenech luku chachom melasif niskav kishet. So he understands the Rambam Kipshute, that it works because we look at this as one person. But again, the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Kiva because we learn out of one pasuk, so the only way to be chayav additional krisus is by having a new person. Otherwise, if the parties are the same, so there's no new law. So I think that this nekuda that I'm asking you is chodem b'chodem mitaretzta. These two questions are about it. So again, Rashi seems to be addressing one of our questions, and he seems to be saying that since by a zocha there's no hanoah, so therefore, without a pasuk including the male on the receiving end, he'd be pakel, because he's not having anor. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Now, what? Okay, you know, today is today. Can't be any riots from today. I'm not debating here the metzias as much as I'm trying to debate the lumdus of this, to understand the lumdus of what Rashi is saying. Because if Rashi just means Hanoah, that's all Rashi means. So forgetting David Shiloh, whether there is or there's not, I have an issue because by an Isha, it's true conceptually a woman has Hanoah, and that's why the Gemara says a woman is like an Oisa. But the fact is that if somebody is Baal or Isha, be a Shaloi Kedarka, right? Shaloi b'mokum bia, he's chayiv, and she's chayiv, and there's no anor there, as the pasuk says by Shem, by Yishkav Oisa Kedarko, by Yanoh. So Rashi says Shaloi Kedarko. So Shaloi Kedarko, there isn't anor. In fact, the Shara Melech, and it's brought down Halacha Lamais and the Pisrei Tshuva and Eben Ezra, if a man lives with his wife and be a Shaloi Kedarko, he's not Makayim Mitzvahs Oinah. Because even though for him there's Hanoah, for her there's not, or there's not the regular Hanoah. Let's call it a regular, just to get around David's shah. It's not a regular Hanoah. So therefore, the halacha is that it's still in all, the woman is chayiv. So a biya shaloi kadaka by an ish is no different than an ish. It's a biya shaloi kadaka.
But that's because it's a hekesh of the two biyas. Instead of using a pasuk to learn out.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that hanoah is not ma'akev. I don't care where we learn it from. I'm fine. It could be a hekesh. It could be a gzereshova. I don't care where we learn it from. I'm an untus teshuva person here. I'm saying lemaisa hanoah is not ma'akev. So once we say hanoah is not ma'akev, so why should this make a distinction? So this kasha already I saw in Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav asked this kasha. The Brisker Rav says, Tzor Bil, he says, Lomali Kor Miyuchid Lezocho. He says, Hare Motzinu Mishkeve Isho Umarbinon Misham Sheyesh Tere Biya Af Lebiya Shalei Kedaka. He includes what you're saying, Lezer, that it's a pasuk, but after the pasuk, and the pasuk teaches us that's also called a Biya. Chazinon, he says, we see from there that Biya Shalei Kedaka is also a Biya, even though he's no one. In fact, there's the same Mishkeve Isha by a man. It says, Zochol Yishkav Mishkeve Isha. So whatever's called a Mishkav by a, it's the same thing over here. V'im kein hodo tzor bi'o lomo likho miyuchid l'gabi zocho ma'ishno mishar arayis? V'arayike din chiyav bi'o shaloi kedah, because kemoi bizocho? That's his question. Anyway, leaves here by tzor chiyan. But the kasha is a very stark kasha. Again, I think that everything we'll see goes into one pot to answer the kashas here. And the Gemara's conclusion here is that it's not a kasha. The Gemara says that we're talking about when the Mishnah said chorus. It's true. The Mishnah is telling us two chiddushim. One chiddush is that if you do all of them, you chayev each one separately, and that's why the Mishnah said a number. Otherwise, the Mishnah wouldn't have said a number. And the 36 is just counting the amount of krisis that there are in the Torah. So basically, Mishnah is telling you two chiddush. If it wouldn't have been the chiddush to tell you that you chayev on each one separately, we wouldn't have said a number at all. Right? Once we say a number, we already say a number which includes all the colors, all the krisis. That's basically the Gemara's answer. The final answer here in the Gemara is that Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, Magad of Sova, Rabbi Kivi, Ochi Nisni Nami, Abal Abayim, Avebi Amalov, Homa Abayah said, if you Abal Abayim, Avebi Amalov, Rabbi Shmuel, and Echayiv Allah Achaz, because the Pasuk, the Chiksiv Krov, Lo Yeh Kodesh, is only Begav Raksiv, Rabbi Lezer, Mishmei, the Rav, Oma Tone, Itano, Shloish, Yav, Shloish, Chatois, Vitoni, Shloish, Krisus, Lesai, Minu, Bekrisus. Tony Seif, it says, Nesefa, Pesach, Umila, and that definitely there's no Chatos. The mitzvah say Pesach Milah Mike Tony. Itam lasu a korban alayhu to bring a korban. Mi maisi v'toni hukshakol ater kulav v'nizor. Dichsiv terachas yelochem loyse mishgova. V'anefesh ashtase biad roma ma'avod kachov m'shev al tase. Just like avod nizor is an action. Of course, shev al tase. Shma mino Tony shloishim v'sholish chatois. There's at least 33. Man da avdi b'shege. That's all. 33 really. Pesach and Mila is not included because there's no chatas there. One of them gets taken out because by a man you don't have the woman one. And so basically what the Gemara is saying is that there are two chidushim in the Mishnah. And the reason why the Tana said a number was because it wanted to tell you should know multiple of these averis per ba'alom achas yichayim for each one separately. And the reason why I picked the number 36 rather than 33 or 34 is to tell you how many krisis exist in the Torah. That's all. That's the Gemara's answer. That's how the Gemara remains. But the bottom line is that what's Yoytze learning from the Gemara is that if we talk out like Rabbi Shmuel, then we have a way to work this out. But since we don't look like Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't work out. And that's the Gemara's maskana. And the bottom line is that if there wouldn't be the separate pasuk of Leisashkiv, then you'd be putter completely. Sounds like from the Gemara. The receiving end Zohar would be putter completely. Seems to be. And another chiddush, which if you notice got swallowed up in this Gemara, is that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, who by an Adam holds that there's a chiyuv on the one lav on the boil and another lav on the receiving end, even he agrees that by a behema, there's only one. Which is also even a bigger chiddush. Because we were asking, just like by every case, there's on the receiving end. What do you need a pasuk here? Rabbi Shmuel seems to agree to the Chachamim that by behema, without an extra pasuk, we're back to the one lav. That seems to be what the Gemara said. So I think the Bira Dover here to understand the sugya here is relatively simple. Relatively simple. And that is that there's a distinction between something which is inherently a Bira and something which is inherently not a Bira. Okay? When the Torah came, and the Torah was Mechadish, that if a man is with a man, he's Chayev. What was the Torah saying? Was the Torah saying that if a man has a relations with a man, that's Bia? That's a Maisa Bia? Is that what the Torah was saying? That's one way to learn. And that's definitely, I think, the simple way to learn. Like the Brisker over saying, the Torah is talking about the same, whatever is a bia by a woman, now is a bia by a man. The other way to learn is no. The Torah maintains the conservative view, right, that bia with a man is not a bia. The Torah now gave an issa for a man to do a pu'ula to a zohar, which resembles what would be a bia by a woman. The Torah never even validated, forgetting an halacha. The Torah prohibited it. Of course the Torah didn't validate it. The Torah didn't even validate the shame bia. And that's why the Torah still calls it Mishkaveisha. Because there is no such a thing as Mishkavish. There is only such a thing as Mishkaveisha. That's all there is. That's what's called a Mishkav. With a Zohar, it's a Pu'ula that resembles what would be called a bia to a woman. That's what the Torah says. Now, if that's the case, there's a tremendous chiluk, and like I said, it'll answer all the questions. There's a tremendous chiluk between an ish and an isha. Because when the Torah says, we forbid the relationship between a man and his sister, we forbid a relationship between a man and his mother, we forbid a relationship with a man and an ish's ish. Yeah? The Torah forbids that relationship. Now, who's called part of that relationship? Both sides. Because it's a relationship. It's a valid connection between these two people. Valid, I'm not saying kosher. Valid, I'm saying it is. It's a metzius. I'm validating the physical element of it. It's a maisa bia. A maisa bia, by definition, there's a makabel and there's a mason. There's a makabel and there's a mason. Now, in that respect, the Torah didn't have to say that the woman, a separate lav on the woman, because that's inclusive. In the bia, when a man has a bia with a woman, she is as much part of that relationship as he is. He may be the active one, and she may be the passive one. And the Babli has a discussion, why do we consider her passive? The Babli never has a shaila whether a woman is called part of the maisa bia. Never a shaila. The shaila is, does a woman do a maisa? Is it an action? Or is it a passive participation? There's never a shaila that the woman is not bechlal included in the ma'aseh bia. Pasha, she's included in the ma'aseh bia. It's pasha that she's included in the ma'aseh bia. We can clear, is there yaharak val yavar by a woman? Maybe yaharak val yavar is only by a ma'aseh. We can clear. But we're not clearing whether it is an avera. She is definitely, it's a 50-50 avera. 50% man, 50% woman. The man's piece, the man's 50%, right, is active. And the woman's 50% is passive. But it's not a question of the avera. The avera is an umbrella that goes over both of them equally, 50-50. Right? Oh, that's all by a valid bia. But when we strip the bia from its validity, and we say, this is not a bia, this is a maisa. Yeah? So if it's a maisa, if I'm emotional, if I'm mazik, if Reuven is mazik Shimon, Shimon is not part of the maisa. So Mishkevei Zohar is like a mazik. It's a mazik. If it's a mazik, so really, That's why the Gemara goes and the Gemara says that there's no Hamamina, that the Nishkav should be Chayiv without an extra Pasuk. Even Rabbi Akiva holds that the Nishkav would be Pater completely. He'd be Pater completely. Because the Isser is not the beer, the relationship. The Isser is the Pu'ula. So if the Torah talks about the Pu'ula as Reuven doing it to Shimon, so Reuven gave Shimon it was Mazik Shimon. Reuven did a Maisa which would be a beer to Leah, he did to Shimon. And he's chayav for doing that Maisa. What does Shimon have to do with it? Now, if Shimon facilitated it, maybe he'd be able, if they even would see the Mishal. Maybe Shimon would be able, if Shimon knowingly allowed Reuven to do it, see, he'd be able to love of Lefneva Lesitin Mechshim. But not Bia. There is no Bia. That's the Pshat. Comes, and this, what I'm telling you now is such a stark Svara, that even when Bakiva learns it out Lamaisa, he doesn't learn out that there is a Nival. There's no Nival. There's only a person doing a Maisa. Because if we would say there's a Nival, that would be validating this relationship. I don't mean valid kosher. It would be saying that this is B. It's not B. What the Torah said was that you can't assist Loi Sashkif. He's Chayiv because he's, it's like Shnayim Shasu Chayovim. Zeini Yochov Zeini, we find in Hilchos Shabbos, right? Hoitzor. If two people carry something which one couldn't carry on their own, they're both Chayiv for Hoitzor. Carry a heavy bench outside, they're both Chayiv for Hoitzor. It's not he's chayiv and one. They're both shukfim in the act. That's why it's loy sashkiv. Memela, that answers our other question. We asked, why isn't it guf and chalukas? Because you're changing your identity. You're going from being a boyel, now you're a nival. So we asked, why are you only chayiv according to Rabbi Shmuel too? Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you should be chayiv too. Because the first time he's acting as a boil, he's chayav chorus for that, and now he's acting as a nival. It's gufal chalukas. That's not gufal chalukas. Because the nival is also only also because of his status in the be'ilah. He's participating in the act that's being done to him. And just to give you an out of the box comparison, we find the issa of makiv v'nikiv. Find a lav in the Torah, makiv v'nikiv. Makiv v'nikiv, if somebody goes ahead and cuts off his payas, right, or his beard with a razor, he's chayav the lav of makiv. Right? There's a lav on the person who does it, and there's a lav on the receiving end, the person who receives it. Right? What would be if somebody does it to themselves? Are they over two? It's clear in the Gemara that makiv v'nikiv are both chayav. That means if somebody goes to the barber, and he says, take a razor and raise off my facial here. So the barber is Chayiv Malkus, and the person who's being shaved is Chayiv Malkus. That's clear. Okay, the Gemara says you have to move to help him. But you're Chayiv Malkus, right? But I'm asking a different shaila. What would happen if you're both Makif and Nikif in one? So the Chikrei Lev in Yeridei Paskin is the only Chayiv one. He brings a Raya. He brings a raya because the Gemara says in Maseches Makos that if you stick your hand into a potion that burns off the hair like a razor, right? So the Gemara brings down that you'd be chayev five. If you chomish its place, if you put your five fingers, you put it into five different places, you'd be chayev five. So the Chikrei Lev says you should be chayev 10. You're makif and nikif. Why aren't you chayev 10? He says you're only chayev 5. That's what he says. Now, the Ragachava, with his tremendous breath of Yediyah, he refutes the proof. He brings a Rashi in Kiddush and Chafal. If the Ragachava never ceases to amaze us, and his Diyak, he'll bring a riot from a Diyak, from a Tzavot, from a Sugya. Over there it's brought down that if somebody does Ritziyah, if a master does Ritziyah to his Eved, it's kosher. No matter what he uses. He doesn't have to use a metal tool. It's a machloikis. He could use even any tool. And the Gemara says, so what can't you use? Sam. If the master would put on a potion that burns through the air, it wouldn't be. So Rashi says, why not? Rashi says, because that's Nasa Me'elov. It's like it happened by itself. Says the Ragachov are gone. If somebody takes the potion, he puts it on his head in places where he's not allowed to, or his face, what he's really doing is, he's only a nikif. Because there is no makif. That's his chah. It's a goinus in the Ragachov. But Al Kuponim, that's a side issue. The Chikrei Lev was also a gone. He held you only chai of five. What's the lundus behind it? Why would you only be chai of five? Exactly what I'm telling you now. Because really, you can analyze nikif. Is nikif a separate issue? Or is the Torah say that a nikif is all over because he is creating the hakofa? He's assisting the hakofa. He's a subject of the hakofa, not he's a nikif. The nafkamina would be, if you do it to yourself, you can't have two identities. When one person is a makif and the other person helps by being the nikif, fine, so you have two people that are doing the act, the Torah was machadish, they're both chayev. But if you do it to yourself, it's one. That's precisely our sugya. The nirva is nothing more than why sashkif. He's part of the act of the boil. Because there is no relationship here. There is no a boil and nivellus. There's only a boya. Comes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, I have a new pasuk. Lo yeh kodesh b'vnei Yisrael. That says that there's a lav, a separate lav, to be on the receiving end. Okay, so then you're a receiver. I wouldn't even say that according to Rabbi Shmuel it's a valid bein. I'll leave that out. But the word is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's a separate lav in the Torah, not lo sashki, separate lav on the receiving end. And I think that gives us clarity in this sugya on all the difficulties we have.
Is this all looking at the Isser by Zachar? If you look at it, you say Mishkei Isha, because the Shloka Dark is also by Isha, so you see it's a Via, so Mishkei Isha by Zachar is a Via. This, what you're saying now is inconsistent with that, no?
No.
It's not a Via.
It's not a Via. So it's not like the world we talked about, Mr. Welch, who said,
the Briskov is learning that when the Torah says, the Briskov is learning when the Torah says the ish lo yishkav ezocha mishke veisha, what the Torah is saying is you the ezocha, I'm sorry, the ezocha lo yishkav mishke veisha, the Torah is saying don't, the Torah is basically saying is there is, the Torah is being machavish, there's such a thing as a man having a relationship with a man, and that relationship is us, just like there's a parsha v'arayas, man and a woman. The Torah now is being machavish that there's a relationship between a male and a male. No, then it would include Bia Shaloi Karaka too.
But it's not using the analogy to a Bia.
But the way I'm learning is not that way. The way I'm learning is the Torah is saying don't do a Maisa Shechiva to a Zohar. It's not a relationship. And when it says Mishkav Isha, it's saying what would be a Mishkav to an Isha, you're not allowed to do with a Zohar. So there is only really one lav, and that is to have beer with a zocher. The makabel is nothing. He's not a nival. He's not a nival. At most, he could be a subject, right? He could be a counterpart with the boil. He's a counterpart with the boil. So either that assistance that he has, with the boil is a separate pasuk, which is Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk. Or it's all part of the Lois Ashkev, like the Makev and Nikev. That's why I gave you the example of Makev and Nikev. He doesn't need a second pasuk. He doesn't need a second pasuk. He uses the second pasuk to tell you it's a separate Avera.
What?
The Torah now came, and the Torah was Machadish, that in fact, the Zohar, who was Nishkav, is Chayiv separately for being a Nishkav.
Not just
Al Smakiv and Nikiv. That's my whole point. That's why according to Rabbi Shmuel, Habal HaZocha, Vevi Zocha, Olof, Chayiv Shtayim.
What would that be different than the Nikiv?
Because by Nikiv the Torah didn't do that.
Why? By Nikiv there's a lav.
There's not a separate lav on the Makiv Nikiv. There's a ribui. That the Nikiv is also called a Makiv. That was the whole point that we were saying. No, the same Malkus that the Malkus is Chayiv. If he did, if it would be Chorus, it's not Chorus by Makiv and Nikiv, it's not Negea, but if it would be Chorus, and in one Haloma you would be Makiv and Nikiv, you would be chayiv two kabbalas because it's one aver. That you did twice.
Right, so that would be small.
But Bishmol comes and he says, but now that there's a new lawyer Kurdish, so it's not just a participant in the Maisa Bia, so now you chayiv sai for the boil and sai for the Nishkab. This is the pshat. Okay. Let's just do it. Let's just do the last, the little piece of it is all leaf for next week. But let's just do this piece for Achas Mehena. Amri Shabbos Mem Choster Achas Havin, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, L'choyre, by Shabbos, it's Mem Choster Achas. L'choyre, Shabbos on its own is 39. Why does the Tan only count 36? By Shabbos alone, you have 39. So the Gemara answers, the Tana is talking about Shigigas Shabbos Vizdoin Malachas. That means there's two kinds of Shigig on Shabbos. One case where you didn't know it was Shabbos, and one case where you didn't know that this Malacha was awesome. There's a big difference. If you didn't know it was Shabbos, since your Shkoga was only one, you didn't know it was Shabbos, so you only Chayiv one. Even if you did 20 Malachas, Chayiv one. If you knew it was Shabbos and you didn't know about the Malachas, then each Malacha is a separate Shgoga. You chayif each Malacha separately. So we asked, L'chayra Atana should have told us a Chiddush of 39. The Gemara is saying Atana is not talking about that case. The Tanya, Heino, it says Heino, Shehi Achas. So even sometimes all of these are only one, and that's the case where you have Shigiga Shabbos who's doing Malachas. That's a case where you do Zdoin Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos with Shigas Malachas. So Tana, so obviously the question is, why in the world would the Tana do that? Isn't the Tana trying to tell us a Chiddush? Why doesn't the Tana tell us a case where you were Zdoin Shabbos with Shigas Malachas? In which case you'd be Chayiv for each Malachas separately. Why did the Tana pick an example where you didn't know it was Shabbos and therefore you chayiv one? The Tana should have picked the Bia Chiddush, tagged on another 39 to our Mishnah, and said a case where you knew it was Shabbos and you didn't know the Malachas was. Says the Gemara, Tana the Shigas Shabbos is the Malachas Adifale. Why? The Mechatos Mio Loi Mifter. This is a tremendous Chiddush what the Gemara said. The Tana Davka picked this case because the Tana felt this was a bigger Chiddush. The Chiddush that if you did Malachas, you did all the Malachas Peshoigig, and you knew it was Shabbos, that the Tana held as Pashas Yechayiv 39. The Tana wanted to tell us a different Chiddush. Even though you knew the Malachas was, but you were Shoigig on the fact that it was Shabbos, I would think over there you put her completely. If you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know it's awesome, then you'd be potter completely. Because maybe the fact that you're a Zodan on the Malachas makes you into a Mazid. Very strange. If you look at Rashi, Rashi tries to explain it. Rashi says, if you look on the left, Shigiga Shabbos is doing Malachas Adifalei Lemisni, Lashmin and Chiddush, Ta'af Agad, he's in the Malachas, Loimifta Mechat Chattas. Why would I think you're potter from a Chattas? Doesn't seem to make sense. Why would you think you're potter from a chadas? You're a shegig. The bottom line is you're a shegig. You're not amazed. You didn't know it was Shabbos. Why would you be potter? Why'd you be potter from a chadas? The Gemara says, I would think that you, the Rashi says, I would think you're potter from a chadas completely. Because you know that cooking is also on Shabbos. That's true. But I didn't know it was Shabbos. This is such a big Chiddush that the Tana rather tell us that Chiddush than to tell us a case where you knew it was Shabbos but you didn't know cooking was awesome. Because even though that would tell you the Chiddush of grinding and sifting and kneading and baking, the Tana rather tell you this Chiddush. This is a bigger Chiddush where you know that cooking is awesome and you know that grinding, but you didn't know it was Shabbos. Because the fact that you know that cooking or grinding is awesome, I would think makes you into a mezid, and therefore you'd be potter from a chatas completely. Chiddush nifla, what the Gemara said. It would seem from this Gemara a Yesod Gadol in Shkoga, which is something that we're going to have later on also in Amud Beis and throughout the next couple of blocks, is that we find that there's different kinds of elements of shoygeg. There's shoygeg, let's say, where it associates to the act. And there's a shoygeg where it associates to the maisa avera. For instance, the Gemara in Makkos brings down the oimah mutter, right? Oimah mutter, which basically means somebody thinks that what he's doing is permitted, right? Is koroiv lemezit. Right? That's the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Makkos. Somebody who kills somebody because he thinks his murder is permitted. He owes you a lot of killing. Yeah. So, as crazy as that is, the Gemara says that that would be korav lemezit, right? Because the Gemara says over there, shani oimer oimer mutter korav lemezit. That's the Gemara there in Makkos on the beginning of the second parak. By Karbonas, we say the opposite, and we'll see this sugya later on. Oimer mutter is korav l'shegik, korav l'oinus. Oimer mutter is like, we say the opposite. There is a shegig normally. Let's say he got mixed up between chalev and shuman. He knows that chalev is awesome. He just got mixed up whether this is chalev. Right? If he didn't know that chalev is even awesome, he's more korav l'oinus than mazit. And by Makkos, we say the other way around. So this is a question that already is bothering the Rishonim. And there is a Ramban. And then there's a Brisker Rav and explaining the Ramban. And then I think there's even a more simple explanation. Brisker Rav says an explanation. The Ramban basically seems to say that by Ritzicha, Oymer Mutter is Korav L'Mezit. When we're dealing with something like Ritzicha. When we're dealing with something like an Avera, a regular Avera, then it's Korav L'Shegik, Korav L'Oymer. So the Brisker Rav, the way he explains the Ramban, is that what the Ramban means is, it depends why the consequences are there. So by Golos, you go to Golos, he says, this is the Brisker Rav talking. He says, the reason why you go to Golos is not because of the Avera of Ritzicha, it's because of the Maisa of the Ritzicha. That's how the Brisker Rav sees it. Because of the act of Ritzicha, it's not because of the Avera you were over a lav called Loi Sertzach. It's because of the Maisa of Loi Sertzach. He says, therefore, if you're Oimer Mutter, you're Korav L'Mezit. Because Oimer Mutter means I think it's permitted, but as far as the act is concerned, I knew exactly what I was doing. So if the Golos is a consequence of the action, Oimer Mutter is going to be shifted Korav L'Mezit. Right? By a carbon, he says, you're not bringing the carbon for the Maisa, you bring a carbon for the Avera. For the fact that you went against Hashem. So that, if you're Oimer Mutter, you're Korav L'Oinus. That's the way the Brisker Rav simplifies the Ramban. And I always felt, and I don't know, you know, what the Brisker Rav means quite at this point, I always felt that the Ramban is saying something a little different than that. We find in Halacha, what happens if a woman, Eishes Ishes Mezana, and she thought it's Mutter. Yeah? We see that for sure. There are men that hold it's Mutter, right? That's for sure. We see that that's one of the keys to become president of the United States. But Lamaise, to understand the Shura is, what happens if Isha say Meres Mutter? She holds it's Mutter. So then what happens? So there's a Machloikis Rishonim. If a woman is Oimer Mutter, if she's treated like a Mezid or not. Meaning, is she also Labala? She also labayla. The Marik paskins that she's asur labayla. If a woman is mizana, thinking that there's no prohibition in the Torah, she's still mutter labayla. That's how the Marik paskins. She's also labayla. There are other rishonim who argue with the Marik. The Marik says his reason why he holds that way. He says because the Torah says by bia umar lo boy mal. Boy isn't her husband, so he says. The consequence of a woman being also labayla is the fact that she did something against her husband. So even though she said it's oimer mutter to shamayim, but she couldn't have thought it was mutter labayla. She couldn't have thought that she's not going against her husband. And therefore, and the Ramor in Evin Ezer, in Simon Yud Zayin, paskins like this marik. That's how we paskin l'aloch. That a woman who's oimeres mutter is asur labayla. Because a mal or boy mal. I would say that that's the guideline. It depends what the Aveir is. If the Aveir primarily is Bein Adam L'Mokim, so then the Oyma Muter, the Oyma Muter is Lo Shamayim, it's between you and Hashem. Then we say that the Oyma Muter makes you into a Kor of Loinus, makes you less negligent. If the Aveir is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, so then the Oyma Muter doesn't help you much. Okay? It may take away the Chiv Mises Bezdin, it may do something, but it doesn't help you all that much. You're still a Kor of Lamezit. And that's why by the Psiche, which is primarily Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, of course every Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is also Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, so the Oyma Muter doesn't help you. Still Kor of Lamezit. You murdered somebody, you knew you were doing a Chet Kenegda. So therefore, it makes you Kor of Lamezit. So it's not the Aveira Maizah as much as who the Aveira is. Who is the Aveira to? That's going to have to mean. By Nisha, we see it works that way. The whole Maal is the Bailo. That's
that
the
rule in other cases in Shas?
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it will work. What? As far as what? Maloi by Mal is not a drosha. The Marik is just saying from the way the Torah describes it, it's to her husband. Yeah, I mean, like Akiva is saying, one could even debate it and say Maloi by Mal, without the pasuk of Maloi by Mal, maybe Eishes is also like the rest of the Arayas. It's the Bein Adam L'Mokom primarily. But it's not a drosha anyway, it's a description. The description. Anyway, so that's what kind of. So really what the Brisker Rav is saying is not so muchach. But that is clear that the Oyma Muter, that we see from Oyma Muter, where sometimes it's called Shoygin, and sometimes it's called, it depends on what the Torah was putting on you. What negligence is the Torah catching you for? Is it negligence Bein Adam L'Chaveroi? Similarly, we could say when the Torah was Mechadash Shechiyuv Chatas. The classic example of a chatas in the Torah was where a person didn't know what they were doing. That's what the word shogag means. You didn't know it was Shabbos, you didn't know. That's the classic example of shogag, right? That's what you would think. But it's unclear as to whether the shkoga is in the maisa or the shkoga is in the avera, which one is the Torah really holding you responsible? So by Shabbos, It's open. We can look at it like the main shkoga by Shabbos is the fact that you did a malacha. You should have known that this malacha is also. That's what the Torah is holding you responsible for. And the other way you can look at it is the Torah is holding you responsible. You should know when Shabbos is. And it could be the Torah holds you responsible for both. But what the Tana, what the Gemara here is saying here, and what Rashi is explaining here, is, I believe, is saying that without this Sugya, without this Mishnah here in Krisus and the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, you would think that the Torah does not hold you responsible as far as the Chatas is concerned to know when Shabbos is. It's what the Torah holds you responsible is to know what you're not allowed to do. But if you forgot it was Shabbos, that's not something the Torah B'chlal holds, that's not what the Chatas is coming for. It's not that we look at you like a mazid. It's not that you're a mazid. It's that you're not a shagig. And my proof to this is that the Gemara in Klal Gadol brings a separate pasuk. How we know that a Yid has a chiyuv to know it's Shabbos. The Gemara brings v'shomu b'nei Yisrael on Shabbos. Mikan that there's a din shikcha l'Shabbos, which means that without the pasuk of shikcha l'Shabbos, there would be a tzad to say that on that shkoga there's no chiyuv chabbos. Because my shkoga was not on chorus. My shgoga was on knowing that it's Shabbos. My shgoga wasn't on chorus. When I have a shgoga that I thought that this is permitted, my shgoga was on chorus. When you got mixed up between Shabbos and other days, the mere fact that it's Shabbos versus the other days on its own wouldn't be a chiyuv chatas. The Gemara had to bring a separate pasuk for Shamu b'nei Yisrael on Shabbos, that on that type of a shgoga, that's also called a shgoga, that you chayav a carbon for. Because it's critical to come to a conclusion what the chatas is for. Which negligence is the chatas for? Like we say, when you have an immoral relationship, there's no shaila. She's doing a chepe nodom lamakom. She's doing a chepe nodom lachaveve. But to what is the Torah punishing her, penalizing her for which negligence? Oh, mala by mal, the Torah is penalizing her for that negligence. By Shabbos, without this extra pasuk of a shomer as a Shabbos, you wouldn't know that the negligence of knowing what day it is a chiyuv kares. Is a chiyuv kares. And since that's learned out of a new pasuk, our Tana prefers to tell you that chiddush than to tell you the chiddush that on each malacha you chayv separately. Because malachas are clearly, if you know it's Shabbos, and you have shigras malacha, then the shigoga is definitely on a karas. The shigoga is on cooking on Shabbos, which is karas.
But if there's a pasuk,
there's no chiddush. The drosh is a chiddush. We didn't know the drosh. The Tana prefers to tell you something which is a chiddush that's learned out of a drosh. That's right. You're right, after the drosh, it's not a chiddush. The chiddush is the drosh. Okay, we'll stop. Sure, absolutely. You know, I'll call you. Is that okay? You'll be around this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll call you.
Okay.